This week on Florida Matters, we're taking you on a road trip of roadside attractions around the state. This morning, WSF's Lisa Peeks takes you to one of the state's oldest, which began as a sinkhole in St. Pete's.
My name is Bill O'Grady, and I'm the supervisor of Sunken Gardens, and I began work here in the year 2000. The property was originally purchased in 1903 by George Turner, and it has a very unique geological feature, that being that it was an ancient sinkhole. So down in the bottom, there is rich black muck that probably accumulated over thousands of years, and that rich black muck is about 10 feet deep, so things grow extraordinarily quickly.
So he was just a guy that liked to grow things?
When George first came here, he planted seeds, and this is an example of one of the royal palms that George Turner planted from seed in 1903, and they are believed to be the oldest and the largest in Pinellas County. They top out at over 70 feet in height. By trade, he was a plumber. He loved horticulture, so he planted unusual plants such as these royal palms and rose bushes and everything, and it was set up as a nursery. From the nursery, it just suddenly turned into a roadside attraction, really. Many people came here because the Turner family advertised way up into the Carolinas and well up into the Midwest, and they had big billboards that said, come to Sunken Gardens, come to the Sunshine City. And people would come and visit, and then they would stay. And now their children and grandchildren live here.
It is amazing. We're right in the middle of a major metropolis.
Yes.
Can you describe the air? Just walking through at every turn is just perfume.
Yes, it's true. The Turner family had a lot of gardenias and things like that around. So in the last few years, we've made sure to replace some of them. We have put in sweet almond. There's a very large angel's trumpet right over there. And so all of those things are extremely fragrant. In addition to that, I just think it has that smell of a jungle. It's very, very lush and green. And the water, of course, the moving water gives off negative ions. It's very relaxing. And even though we have the fragrances that are very intoxicating fragrances, just the smell of the rich black earth is a great experience for our senses.
Now, what is this?
These are our flock of flamingos. 59 and 53 were named by the community, George and Lucy, and they are the last of a flock of 17 that came to Sunken Gardens in 1956. Unfortunately, nothing lives forever, so they are certainly beginning to age out. With that in mind, we felt that it was incumbent upon us to restock the flock. Their diet, you can see over here the different bowls. What they are a commercial flamingo chow, which is standard in zoos.
I can't believe that there is a commercial flamingo chow.
That's what I thought. But as it turns out, there are actually multiple flamingo chows. In the wild, typically they would be eating a lot of blue-green algae, and that's what usually gives them the color. Many people think that it's brine shrimp or any kind of shrimp that's in their diet. It's the carotenoids, the beta-carotene that's in the blue-green algae that really gives them their coloration.
A lot of people think that Florida is full of flamingos.
A lot of people do think that, and that is not the case. They haven't been found in Florida in the wild for a very long time. The only ones that are all over the place are plastic ones that are on people's lawns. The family kept the garden for three generations, and then in the 60s, they started adding a lot more birds. The flamingos had already been a hit, and ultimately they had things like capybara, which are the largest rodents in the world, African pygmy goats, and they had wallabies, and they had really an awful lot of animals. But by the time the 70s came, competition came with it. And so suddenly you start having the major attractions such as Busch Gardens and Disney World and places like that. And there was a greater expectation from visitors. And while the interstates had lots of good benefits, the things that were previously roadside attractions were no longer roadside. They were off the beaten path. And so that certainly had an effect. But I think people no longer really were happy just to walk around in a beautiful tropical garden. They wanted the loud rides and all that scary business. And it just kind of was a beginning of a death knell, really, for the roadside attractions.
Bill O'Grady is supervisor of Sunken Gardens in St. Petersburg.